Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Live, where you're invited to control the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how lithium mining can be worse for the environment than gasoline, which is, of course, a surprise to no one who's been paying attention to the thing. Also in the news today, self-silencing. Americans are more hesitant than ever to talk about their actual beliefs with one another. And this is sort of surprising to me because this is what sort of led to the surprising revelation that Donald Trump won the presidential election back in 2016. There was this widespread understanding that people didn't want to share their actual political beliefs because they would be chastised. But once they were actually inside the voting booth and there was no one there to judge them, they were able to speak their minds freely, which, as it turned out, was support for Donald Trump. And I would have thought that people learned their lesson from that, that, you know, it was better to speak freely than to keep these thoughts to yourselves. But evidently they didn't. And we're also joined by
Bonnie.
Welcome to the show tonight. In other news, the things that can't possibly go wrong, Chinese planes are firing rods into the sky in order to bring more rainfall to its crucial Yangtze River.
Why don't they just use chemtrails like everybody else?
I don't know. I'm just sort of surprised at this level of weather manipulation is being so openly admitted. Because I remember, like 10 years ago when we were talking about DARPA and things like that and their ability to manipulate the weather, they were like, no, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. And then suddenly, no.
That's kind of like everything, right? You know? Aliens. You were crazy if you believed in aliens like 30 years ago, and now they're just openly admitting it.
It is frustrating a bit to be a libertarian or any sort of person who isn't a full-blown statist, open-minded to alternative ideas.
Well, hold on. You and nobody and Ian don't get to say things like that.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You guys call me and everybody else who calls in crazy for talking about chemtrails.
I've never said you were crazy for talking about chemtrails. Look, I think I'm mostly with you on this one. You know, having grown up in the South, I live next to what they called a drop zone, which was an Air Force sort of test base where they were just regularly dropping material. So there were just constantly jets flying around my house there. It appeared to me that there was a difference, that there were two distinct types of trails being left by jets in the sky, one of which dissipated almost immediately, and one of which hung around for hours.
Yeah, when I was in California, it's real bad out there. It's just all the time chemtrails.
Right. I don't know if I would say that, you know, they're spraying barium particles into the atmosphere in order to reflect sunlight, in order to combat global warming. That's been one of the hypotheses that I've heard. And I remember watching a documentary a number of years ago where this guy was like, you know, we tested the barium levels in the soil over a period of 15 years and they went up like 10,000% or something to that effect. And this was one of the places that regularly saw chemtrails. I'm not convinced on the ideas of chemtrails by any means, but I don't think it's a crazy conspiracy theory at all.
Yeah.
I don't trust the government, right? If the government ever heard an idea that it thought was too evil or too insane to possibly work, that wouldn't stop them from doing it.
I mean, in the grand scheme of all conspiracy theories, chemtrails is pretty low level.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the thing I always say to Ian is, if they are poisoning all of our food, why wouldn't they be poisoning the air?
I mean,
they're literally poisoning all of our food.
And who knows what they're spraying? You know, they could be spraying stuff to kill mosquitoes. It could be weather manipulation. It could be mind control stuff. It could be what you were talking about to reflect sun rays to combat global warming. It could be a number of things. Like, we really don't know what it is they're doing, but it just appears that they're doing something.
And it could be absolutely nothing. It could just be, you know, weather patterns up in the upper layers of the atmosphere where sometimes it's windier than other times. I don't know anything in regard to chemtrails and contrails and the whole conspiracy theory there. My mind is just open to various possibilities, and I don't see any reason why the government wouldn't execute the chemtrail thing. It's not, and, you know, I've heard the arguments that, oh, you really believe they have, you know, hundreds of pilots who they can get to secretly do this?
Like, yeah, I do.
They kept the Manhattan Project secret. I don't see any reason why they couldn't keep something like this secret. Have you met the federal government? We have pilots now who are openly coming out and saying, hey, look, yeah, we've been reporting extraterrestrials and UFOs for decades, but we were too scared to say anything because, you know, they would kill us. Oh, you don't. That's the level of people. We're not dealing with good guys here who would never even think to assassinate a pilot who got too windy. And then you have arguments like former astronauts and stuff like that are saying, yeah, we encountered extraterrestrials all the time. They just get written off as kooks anyway. So what if we did have one of these Air Force pilots come and be like, yeah, we were absolutely spraying, you know, releasing aluminum and barium into the atmosphere in order to reflect sunlight to combat global warming. People just go, okay, he's a lunatic trying to sell a book.
It wouldn't get the actual media coverage that it would deserve. It would be immediately just ignored.
Yeah, so I'm absolutely not opposed to the possibility of chemtrails. It would be one of the least evil things that I can think of that the government is, because I can't think of too many ways that the government could execute that where it wouldn't be intended to be benign, right? Like, the hypothesis that they're trying to reflect sunlight, that's the only one that I've heard that really made sense from a logical standpoint. I mean, trying to poison the soil and all that, sure, but they have to eat too. And at that point, they're not really controlling where the poison goes and where it doesn't go.
So. And that one is weird to me because they already completely control the market on, what are they called, the things that make plants grow?
Fertilizer?
Fertilizers and stuff like that. Those things are already poisoned. All we need is musical, you know, music and electricity pumping in fields to make plants grow way better than fertilizers ever have, but people get ran out of the scientific community for saying stuff like that.
Well, you don't even need electricity, right? The peas that I grew in my garden this year grew taller than I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I first grew them, I was reading online. I was like, these things could grow up to be 6 tall. And literally everyone I spoke to about this who's been growing things for, you know, their entire lives up here in New Hampshire was like, don't worry about it. They're not going to get taller than 3 feet. They're not going to get taller than waist high. They were, within weeks, they were waist high. And I was like, all right, well, that didn't work. So I needed to get taller ones. And I needed to get taller ones again. And by the end of it, they were literally taller than I am, taller than 6 feet. And it was because I don't want to say treating them with respect, but I was talking to them and nourishing them and watering them and making sure they had everything. And I was being kind to them.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of research that does show that being kind to plants is good for them.
Well, it's interesting that Bonnie brought up the fertilizer thing, because I never really thought about it. But now that I'm thinking about it, those little white balls that they put in the weird soil that you buy at the plant department, like Home Depot or Walmart, it's weird. And I've always thought that doesn't look healthy. That doesn't make sense that you would grow plants in that, because that's not what normal soil looks like. But it's or Miracle-Gro. Like, Miracle-Gro can't be good.
Yeah, I didn't use any of this stuff. And the garden that I grew came out beautifully. Like, we got tomatoes coming now. This is just huge tomatoes. I'm like, yeah, they didn't get any of this artificial fertilizer. Didn't get any of this nonsense. They just got water, sunlight, and encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I started them from seeds, like, I didn't start all of them from seeds in my house. A lot of it just goes directly in the ground, but the tomatoes and some other things that I started from seed, I went to Home Depot and I was like, I'm going to get an organic soil, and it was like hidden. I walked all around and I was like, they only have Miracle-Gro, and I'm not getting that stuff. I'll find something online.
Yeah.
I was walking out, and in a place where there was no other soil, there was this like off-brand kind of looking.
They usually don't even have it. Usually you have to go to like an actual like mom and pop plant store to get any sort of good soil or organic fertilizer.
Yeah, it's kind of distressing how many people are getting pushed in that direction. Then they have to deal with pesticides and all this stuff. There were never any pesticides used in my garden. Like, every Tuesday we did a show with Conan, who was sort of the catalyst behind this garden. He was like, you're going to have to do this to deal with these bugs and this to deal with those bugs. I don't think I ever saw any bugs out there that I had to deal with any meaningful capacity whatsoever. But what are your thoughts? Coming up, talking more about China and their controlling of the weather, seeding clouds to help bring about rainfall in order to cure some of their droughts. It's a drought here in New Hampshire. There are droughts everywhere. 603-283-6160.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, just getting started, head on over there. That's Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started top of the page. It'll take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology, because it is changing the world systematically. One step at a time, is combating, is helping people liberate themselves from the stranglehold of the central banks that are running the world, and that's a beautiful thing. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything cryptocurrency related. If you already know about it, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Coming up, we're going to continue this discussion about China seeding clouds in order to replenish one of its rivers, which really, when you think about it, it's just moving water from one place to the other, right? Because they're trying to get water into a river here, presumably from an ocean? I don't know. We're going to talk more about these Pacific sources. It's all very weird, and I don't know how weather engineering works, but it seems to me that there are better ways than shooting rods into the atmosphere,
yeah,
whatever that even means.
Doesn't really make sense to me. I know I heard of some sort of weapon where they shoot giant metal rods into the sky. I forget what it was called.
They shoot it from a satellite to the ground. It's like...
Oh, it's the opposite. Yeah, it's the opposite. Okay, so from the satellite to the Earth.
Well, they didn't
have to
shoot
them
at that point. I don't remember what they're called.
They just
drop them. And
it was like some... God, right, like Zeus or Thor, something related
something
to that.
Like that, yeah. I mean, devastating. But that's not, at least that doesn't appear to be what they're talking about here. But first, we have Renee on the line from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's called the Rod of God, and it's a weapon system. It doesn't do anything for water or anything. It's just a malicious, thought-up idea for a weapon system that's inexpensive but very devastating. For water... I think they should do like the Romans. They had the aqueducts. They have pipelines. The Russians have pipelines for gas. America should do it, too, for Arizona, New Mexico, from Louisiana area. They have jungle areas with a lot of water. Pipeline some water to the dry areas. You have plenty of water in the flooding areas where people are suffering. When it's draining and flooding, send some of that water to where somebody needs it and have a bunch of ponds to keep it.
Well, not even just that. There are methods of rain collection systems that exist in New Mexico and probably other desert areas that... The problem is people waste too much water. So if people in New Mexico were collecting what little rainfall they have and filtering it out and maybe recycling that water four times, so you get fresh water to drink, fresh water to shower, wash your hands, and then you reuse that gray water and then, you know, keep reusing it. So like the water you flush your toilet with, it's used for the garden outside. If people were more conscious about their water usage, a problem, but people are incredibly wasteful. I remember when I was out in California, it was a desert area in Southern California. The woman I was living with would waste so much water. I mean, she would do entire loads of laundry with just like five pieces of clothing in it.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm like mind blown. I mean, we get
for your washer too.
Yeah, I mean, we get a good amount of rain here in New Hampshire, but I would never waste water like that, or electricity, or laundry detergent. It just seemed so wasteful to me. And I'm like, lady, you live in a desert.
Well,
what are you doing?
You know, I think that's probably a factor because like people nowadays, it doesn't seem to matter to them. They're like, oh, what's the matter? It doesn't affect me personally because they don't actually have to deal with the consequences. Jungle and you just ran out of water because you're obviously be more like, oh, I'll do that. But it's interesting what Renee says, because why is it that there are places on this earth, like Missouri this year, somebody died in St. Louis because of a flood like a month ago? It's crazy. Like, it's so weird that there are places that don't get enough water, and then there are places that get way too much. And I'm sure that the government somehow is inhibiting us to do this correctly. I know that Michoacan, Mexico, that's the state, but the city is Morelia. They have an ancient aqueduct system, and it's so funny. Like, all this is going through my head now. My ex is from right outside Michoacan. He went to college, right outside Morelia. He went to college in Morelia. And he told me they have, like, an ancient aqueduct there. And I saw it on the Anarchist the other day because they showed Morelia. And I was like, oh, that's that aqueduct he told me about. And it's interesting because the outside is a desert. And it makes me wonder if maybe Morelia used to be a desert. They aqueducted in there. And that now it's a huge, awesome, pretty city.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not easy to move large amounts of water, right? I mean, it seems obvious, like, you know, they're...
Yeah, it would be like...
And crops.
I mean, like, let's say Louisiana was flooded, New Orleans was flooded again, right? That happens fairly often. How do you, once you have pumps, you can move that water, sure, but how do you get that water into one place where you can pump it in the first place?
So I guess we just need the infrastructure for that, so it needs to be set up.
And if it doesn't flood there? You just have this infrastructure that's wasted.
Typically, the same areas flood, so you'll have flood zones, and then you have places that are deserts. You know, and every once in a while you'll have a place flood that doesn't usually flood. But typically the same places are flooding over and over again. So it's kind of just like geographical differences and
if it was just like pumps, like you said, or just like, you know, simple machines, not something that actually has to have electricity pumping it, it would be like it didn't start until the water got a certain level, and then once it got that level, it starts going. But
like a sump pump.
It would have to have electricity to some degree. Otherwise, it's just going to go down and, you know, generally toward an ocean or a lower elevation. Like here in McKean, New Hampshire, we're at a higher elevation than, you know, New Orleans. So north isn't necessarily up, but most rivers in the northern hemisphere do tend to flow south for a reason. So you do sort of have to push it up, and then with the elevation, this could be an energy.
I don't know if it really... having this conversation, and she said the water here is really bad for, like, her hair. And I was like, you know what, I've, like, just in the back of my head wanted a filter for a while in my shower, and I'm going to get one. And then today it arrived, and then today I started thinking, I want to read about how they do all the water stuff, because, like, I poured bleach down the sink today. How does that get fixed? You know, I want to know how they do that stuff, because it's almost, it makes me feel like I'm a dumb person to just be like, what happens?
It goes
down
the
sink.
They dump it into the ocean.
I mean, what does happen? Did you find out what, like, if you pour bleach down the sink?
Oh, I just wondered, and I didn't. I got busy.
It goes into the sewage system, and that typically gets dumped into, like, oceans and rivers. I mean, hopefully not, but that's usually what happens.
I think they at least have to filter stuff before dumping it.
Yeah, they probably try to filter it. But
thank you so much for the call tonight, Renee. I hope they filter it. I mean,
how do you filter bleach?
Once you dilute it enough... It's I'll be safe.
I mean, the water
drink.
Is like a big filter. I mean, the ocean, I meant to say. It's like a big filter.
And
like the air.
And a lot of the water is like chlorinated and stuff, so I don't know. Maybe they just leave the bleach in there and let it do its thing. 603-283-6160. If you know the answer, give us a call. Let us know.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Fed Reserve once again talking interest rates, saying hikes will depend on what the numbers say. Their message comes as the Fed has been steadily raising rates in order to fight inflation. There are some signs inflation may be slowing, but the Fed is worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. Hotel prices across the United States will cost travelers around $189 per night this Labor Day weekend. Travel research group Hopper says while that number is up 6% from last year, it's down from the summer peak price of $193. Hotel costs are one of the few places travelers can expect some relief. Domestic airfare is up 23% since last year and will cost around $278 round trip. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is rolling back its COVID recommendations, saying unvaccinated people no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to the virus. Also, the recommendations for social distancing and other control measures are no longer required, including for students in school. This, as CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's not happy with how the agency responded to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Walensky adding her new goals for the CDC going forward are accountability, collaboration, communication, and timeliness. Another 10 illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border have popped up on a terror screening database. That's according to new numbers for July, which are released this week by Homeland Security. That brings the total this fiscal year to 66. A down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 171 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. Coming up, we're going to be talking about lithium mining and how that could be better for the environment than gasoline. I mean, it could be worse for the environment than gasoline. Obviously, they're selling it as, you know, these lithium-powered cars or lithium battery-powered cars are better for the environment than gasoline. But it turns out lithium mining, in addition to, you know, things like the child slavery and things like that that are going on in the lithium mining industry, it actually turns out to be pretty bad for the environment as well. But before that, we're talking about China here and how they're seeding clouds to replenish its shrinking Yangtze River. Several regions on the Yangtze have launched weather modification programs, but with cloud cover too thin, operations in some drought-ravaged parts of the river's basin have remained on standby. The Ministry of Water Resources said in a notice on Wednesday that drought throughout the river basin was adversely affecting drinking water, security of rural people and livestock, and the growth of crops, which the drought here in New Hampshire is noticeable, here in Keene at least. Like, I live right next to a brook, and I've never seen it I've never seen his water levels as low as they are right now. Like, normally I can go out there and, you know, my dog can swim in it, and there's a solid 2, maybe 3 feet of water that she can swim around in. Now she can walk from one side of it to the other without a problem.
I don't remember what the pond or the lake is called, but it's on 101 going towards Peterborough, and normally it's full with water. And now it's just, you can only see the vegetation. I mean, it's completely dry. Normally it's on both sides, a little bridge. It's on both sides of the road. And now it's just plants.
Well,
that's another one that's in my house. Is there's still some water there, but a solid half of the brook is just rocks now. And, I mean, you can see where they're smooth rocks. You can tell there should be water there or whatever, but it's a pretty severe drought from what I can tell. I have stuff that I need to burn that I haven't even bothered to call, because here in New Hampshire, or here in Keene at least, we have an overbearing tyrannical government that requires you to basically get their permission if you want to have a bonfire.
Really?
Well, sort of. They used to do that, right?
Yeah.
Now they just have an automatic recording, and as long as you have a seasonal permit, you just call and they let you know what the burn status is. And I haven't even bothered to check in the last few weeks because it's just obvious. It's so obvious that we're in the middle of a drought that it's like, they're not going to let me burn anything right now. So
I'm glad it hasn't been raining. I just hate rain.
It was supposed to rain. Well, I mean, I've got tomatoes that want water.
It only rains when I want to ride my motorcycle.
Hmm. That's unfortunate.
So on
Wednesday, China's Hubei province became the latest to announce it would seed clouds using silver iodide rods to induce rainfall.
I just don't get how that would work.
I don't either.
You know, I'm not a meteorologist, but that don't sound right.
I think I know what it is. If they're, you know, some kind of electric, a little bit, they're like charged in some way. They go up there, they make those things a different charge, and then they'll drop their rain. Or those things, the clouds.
The silver iodide rods, which are typically the size of cigarettes, are shot into existing clouds to help form ice crystals.
Hmm.
The crystals then help the cloud produce more rain, making its moisture content heavier and more likely to be released.
Okay, so I was thinking of like what we were talking about last segment, the rods of God or whatever they're called. I was thinking like that sized, but reverse, shooting them up into the sky instead of. So these are a lot smaller than that.
Yeah, they would fall back down.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how would this work? This just sounds like a bad idea.
I did wonder how big they'd be, but still, a cigarette size is still pretty huge. It's like, who's catching these? Because if that lands on your head, you're dead. If a penny lands on your head from the top of a building, you're dead.
Yeah, I remember always hearing that. Yeah, like the Empire State Building. If you were to drop a penny off of it, it would like go through somebody's skull if it landed on them.
Well, that one turned out not to be true because of terminal velocity and stuff like that. Well, there's air resistance and a penny.
Oh, wasn't that on like Mythbusters or something? Mm. Yeah.
And a penny, well, I don't think they were allowed to actually drop a penny off the Empire State, but the math holds out, right? There's enough air resistance with a penny where it's not going to kill anyone. It's going to hurt really, really bad. A silver rod cigarette, though, that's shaped to be aerodynamic.
Yeah.
It's not flipping through the air. It's falling in one direction. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Plus, it's silver iodide. What is a silver iodide rod worth? It sounds like... Are you alleviating poverty here? What's going on?
Mm. I don't know. This part's just interesting to me. How does it help create more ice crystals? Like, what would it seem to do?
Presumably, it would stay in the cloud for some period of time. I don't know. I don't know how the logistics of that work, but it's a center of mass that would, you know, collect water droplets, which... would collect more water droplets, and they would freeze and get heavier. And I don't know. I'm not the one out there manipulating the weather. It sort of makes sense to me, except for the fact of how do you get these silver rods to stay in the atmosphere long enough to develop ice?
I would think they would just fall instantly. A cloud is essentially just...
It's just
fog
moisture
in the sky, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe it goes through, like you're saying, collecting water from the lower ones that aren't going to rain at all and goes up to the higher ones, freezes, and...
It could be that, but hey, good Lord, you're basically shooting a bunch of mini rods from God or whatever they're called at their population at that point, and it's made out of silver.
I mean, that's bigger than bullets.
They are bigger than bullets.
It would almost be easier to take water from the ocean, filter the salt out of it, create fresh water, and put that in the river.
It does seem that sounds easier. It does seem like that would be easier. Cloud seeding has been in practice since the 1940s, and China has the biggest program in the world. We were called conspiracy theorists less than a decade ago for talking about government programs to control and manipulate the weather.
Well, earlier this year, there was this story. I couldn't find any reliable enough article about it to bring it in. But they apparently created a mini sun in China, like in a lab.
That's like from like some Stranger Things stuff.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Was this the I think I remember saying something about nuclear fusion, and I wish I could remember it as well, but I don't.
I wanted to bring it in, and it was just like everything I pulled up about it seemed like such a fake, like the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll wait till something more comes out about it, and it just kind of went away.
So China also used cloud seeding ahead of the Beijing Olympics in 2008 to ensure dry weather for the event. And the technique can also be used to induce snowfall or to soften hail. So these people are literally controlling the weather.
I wonder if it's the same method for the Beijing thing, because I forgot I heard about that before, but I didn't hear about little rods.
Well, I know in the Hong Kong Olympics, they were using a lot of fake snow. Or was it Hong Kong, the most recent Winter Olympics? I think it was Hong Kong.
I don't remember.
Right. Wherever the Olympics were in China for the Winter Olympics. Well, at least for the winter. Well, I hate them as well. I
mean, but that's normal, though, right? They always do fake snow. Like, even if you go snowboarding at the local mountain, most of it's fake snow.
Is it?
Yeah, because the fake snow is better for, like, skiing and snowboarding than real snow. It's easier to pack down or something.
That makes sense. At least 4.2 million people in Hubei have been affected by a severe drought since June. More than 150,000 people there have difficulties accessing drinking water, and nearly 400,000 hectares of crops have been damaged because of high temperatures and drought. And this goes back to what you were talking about, Nikki, in regard to people wasting water. I certainly waste my fair share. I'm an American.
It's hard not to.
We waste everything, right?
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. There should be some sort of system. Like, I think in New Hampshire, you're allowed to collect rainwater now, at least to a certain amount.
Don't quote me on that.
Because I'm not sure. I know in a lot of places you're not allowed to collect rainwater.
Well, I do whatever I want anyways, so.
But my basement collects rainwater whether I want it to or not. So it's just sort of there.
You better just not drink it or anything.
Well, no, I pumps to pump it out into the brook. In theory, it just doesn't always work that way.
Everybody should watch videos on YouTube that explain how to collect water after, like, the S hits the fan. My friend sent me one that had, like, 10 different methods. There's, like, lots of little things you can do. It looks really cool. I probably need to watch it to actually memorize it.
Purifying water is also a really important way. You can buy a straw that will automatically purify it for you.
Yeah,
Amazon for only $4. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, we're here about to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the weather here and just various things that have been going on. The Free Talk Live Facebook group, Mark Edge, I think it was, recently shared an article. It was a number of weeks ago. From the economiccollapseblog.com, that's their actual website, and I used to love these guys, but then I realized they were full of it. They didn't know what they were talking about. They were the Alex Jones of blogs for the most part, and then they went on this weird Christian bent where everything was reinterpreted from Christian philosophy. It was just all very peculiar. But one of the things I remember them talking about was that the largest underground reservoir in the United States had been depleted by like 50% or something like that. And I never looked into it independently, so I don't even know if that's true or not. But I've always heard that, you know, eventually we're going to be dealing with water shortages and things like that. But this is coming from the same people who tell us that global warming is going to kill everyone by 2025. So
yeah.
It's hard to believe these people, but there is definitely heat right now in many. Or I'm reading about heat in other parts of the world, right? Like they're talking about insane heat waves in Spain and China and all this other stuff. I'm looking.
It's summertime though. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's hotter than usual.
Yeah, but it's like 70 degrees. I opened my windows today and turned my air conditioners off.
Yeah,
it's like 70 degrees.
Yeah,
it's not hot.
And there, you know, I have seen some more extreme weather trends.
But then if you'll see these pictures where, like, there was a news article that said, oh, we're having an extreme weather trend. And then, like, people will fact check that. Google, like, the temperatures from 10 years ago and find that it's been exactly the same. It's just like a news article can come out and say, whoa, 90 degrees is extreme for England, and then you find out there's a couple times a year that it always does that.
See, and I'm not even sure that I would believe them at this point that it's 90 degrees in London. That's what they were saying. I'm not in London. I can't verify that. For all I know, there is no London, right? I hate being that level of skeptic, but how can I be anything else when I look around in the world and I have governments and media organizations outright lying to me and admitting that they're lying to us?
Like, well, just continuing like nothing happened.
What was the fake aircraft pilot they made up in Ukraine?
It was the ghost of...
The ghost of Kiev. That was
it.
That was like, he was the Red Baron, the best pilot that the Ukrainian Air Force had, dropping all of these Russian aircrafts, and they openly were admitting that they made this dude up.
Yeah, it was from a video game or something.
Well, that was a different thing that got made up.
Oh, okay.
But it was like footage that came out, and they were like, oh, look at this, and it ended up being from a video game.
Yeah, Ghost of Kiev was just outright propaganda from the Ukrainian government about, hey, this guy's the best. You know, they're out there.
So unnecessary, too. It's like, what is...
To rally people, like, oh, Ukraine is doing awesome. This guy seems, alpha. I like Ukraine more.
But there was no truth to it whatsoever, and no one ever called the Ukrainian government on this. The Western media propagated that Ghost of Kiev drops another aircraft or whatever, and we know now that it was just 100% made up from the beginning.
And it's crazy how quickly people forget about this stuff. I was reminiscing, not to get off topic, me and a friend the other day were reminiscing about Kony 2012. I don't know if you ladies remember that.
I remember hashtag Kony 2012.
It was a huge thing in my high school.
It was a huge thing. Girls were buying Kony 2012 t-shirts. There was a documentary. Oprah was talking about it. A ton of celebrities were talking about it. People donated millions and millions of dollars. And then we all found out that it was fake. Well, this guy reminded me about it.
I thought the Kony 2012 thing was like he had like child soldiers and child brides or something.
But that, like, in the 90s.
Okay.
It happened like 20 years before. Like, I think he died in the 90s was what it was. And then a lot of people that were lived in that, in Uganda or something, people that were living in that area of Africa were coming out on Twitter and stuff being like, this isn't happening. I live here and this isn't happening. So I looked into it to see if it was just the internet admitting that it was fake. And they're still... trying to perpetuate this story that it was real, even though it was disproven by people, by hundreds of people that actually...
Do you remember the sarin gas, quote, attack in Syria back in, I don't know, it was the administration, the United States was internationally and said, look, if Assad would give up all of his chemical weapons, the United States would not invade, and suddenly he gave up all of his chemical weapons. But before that, there was a, quote, sarin attack. Or maybe it was mustard gas. Maybe sarin is mustard gas. I don't know. But there was some sort of chemical attack in some city.
In Syria?
Yes. And I don't remember the name of the city at this point. Maybe Damascus. But it was alleged by Western media that Assad did this. No other possibility was ever even entertained. And it was alleged by the Assad regime and the Russians that, no, the pro-American rebels did this. And each side was accusing the other doing it. No one ever claimed responsibility for it. And we still don't know who ultimately caused it to happen, whether or not it was an accident. This was a war zone, after all. If you have chemical weapons in the middle of a war zone, things are going to happen. But no one ever, if you go to Wikipedia.com to look up these sarin gas attacks or whatever it was from 2000, whatever, what you're going to find is nothing but Western propaganda on the subject. It was proven that the Assad did this by the American forces or whatever, because we looked this up a few months ago because I was curious about this. It was never firmly decided one way or the other. No one ever researched the truth. It was just one side accusing the other, and it was just blatant propaganda in every direction.
And there were videos that came out that were like the first thing that's ever came out where I was like, this is obviously made in like a Hollywood studio. I'm sorry. It was just so fake. It's like, oh, there's no blood. We just have tears in our clothes. We're running through all this smoke everywhere, and we're also filming and not just like just looking at the ground to walk and run away. It was just so fake. I can't believe that stuff is real. I won't believe that stuff is real.
How about Zelensky and the Ukrainian, that hot chick who was, posing with an AR-15 or whatever weapon it was. I don't remember now, but what it was. But it was like, we're frontline soldiers and we're fighting at the front. And all of a sudden,
Yeah.
And it was just outright lies. Like,
it was a BB gun, right?
Yeah, it did turn out to be an airsoft gun. That's right.
Yeah, you're going to do some real damage with that thing. I was using one of those when I was like 6 years old.
And it's just completely insane. But people, they took those lies and they perpetuated them and it became truth. And what we've learned over the last few years is that if a headline asserts something, it doesn't matter what the article actually says. Most people are just going to read the headline and they're going to assume that's fact. And even if you later prove to them that what they believe to be true is not correct, they're not going to change their minds about it. Like when the new Matrix movie came out and suddenly everyone was parodying that old line again, the Matrix movies are allegories for being trans or whatever. And it's like, no, both of the Wachowski sisters had come out and said that's not the case. But over and over again, people would just link articles to me saying, no, look, the headline here clearly says that they say. But if you read the article, they literally say the exact opposite, right? It's as clickbaity as you can get.
Yeah.
Where the headline says author or creator director says X, but when you read it, they say literally the opposite.
I just think those people have such small imagination capacities, because it's just like there's so much that gets covered. Like, you could easily be like, oh, and this reminds me of my like, if you're a trans or something, you could easily be like, this reminds me of my like thing I had to go through, like transformation. But it's not just like, oh, it's about that. Like, I don't know, that's just so small level thinking. It's such a big picture movie that covers so much stuff and it's so creative and amazing. And if I was just like, oh, it reminds me of, you know, something in my life, it's just like, it's, that just cheapens it so much more than that, you know?
That was my understanding of it as well. Is that, I mean, like, and I don't remember now the name of the book, but there was a book that was required reading for every actor and actress that took part in The Matrix. And it was about, you know, people living in digital universes or whatever. It's a very well-known philosophical book. And I think Bonnie's looking up right now because I don't remember it, but to take all
Simulacra
of that
and simulation.
Yes, thank you. To take all of that and condense it down to, oh no, this is about transitioning from male to female, it's such an insult to what the works actually were. But you know, they don't care. They just see the headline and they perpetuate that, and nothing you say to these people can convince them that they're wrong. Like, even when you give them the quote, like no, here is what Lily actually said, like here's her exact quote on the matter.
And the thing you winked.
Yes.
The article you linked.
I went through this with people, and they're like, no, you're wrong. They come out and said it, and here's a headline that says otherwise. They say London's experiencing 90 degrees and drought or whatever. Prove to me that there even is a London at this point. I can't trust, and I believe there probably is a London, right? I haven't gone that far off the deep end. But if the mainstream media came and said, Aria, the sky is blue, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, you're just going to have to prove it to me, because I can't believe anything you say at this point. You're all mouthpieces for lying governments, and if you're not lying, you're lying about lying. And if you're telling the truth, it's only because it's this one scenario where it actually benefits you to be honest, because it screws me over in some way. So I can't believe any of them. What about you? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W,
5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.